Hi, my name is Maya Patterson. I am 11 years old and I go to Urbana Middle School. Is it right to sue a well-trained, competent doctor? Ian Harrington, in his letter to the News Gazette titled, "Malpractice Suits Don't Protect Patients," seems to think no. I called him, and interestingly enough, he is a doctor and he's been sued 3 times. Paul Mannion, a lawyer, also wrote a letter to the News Gazette. When I called him, he thought that everything is right the way it is. What we want to accomplish is to get healthcare costs lower and healthcare quality better. But our current system is making doctors pay lots of money and lawyers earn lots of money. Also, healthcare costs are going crazy high, and healthcare quality is not so good. The only ones that seem to get the benefit of this system are the lawyers, but I do think there needs to be a way to make sure doctors are well-trained and give good care. What if, when doctors get sued, the money that they pay goes to a course of better training? I think there should be a maximum amount of money lawyers should sue doctors for, and much of the money, if the lawsuit is won, should go to improving healthcare. This affects me as a child because my mom and dad have to spend a lot of money on health care, and we can't get a lot of other important things we need. It also affects me because it is very hard to get a good doctor now. I had a very good doctor, but she moved, and we have tried very many doctors, and it doesn't seem they take their job very seriously. I just heard that a good doctor in our town is retiring because he had to pay $250,000 for malpractice insurance last year, and he can't afford to keep practicing as a doctor. That's probably why we can't find a very good doctor. The malpractice problem needs to get solved very soon, or who knows what our futures are going to be like.
My name is Eddie Vogel, and I'm a member of the Critical Thinking Group at Urbana Middle School. Sometimes people wonder if it is really right to sue someone who works very hard and tries their very best to help people be healthy when they just make one mistake. If doctors make a mistake, they are sometimes sued, and this means that healthcare is more expensive because doctors have to pay for malpractice insurance, which they have to raise prices to afford. I do not, however, think that doctors should be completely safe from suing. There are scenarios where, in my opinion, the doctor should be sued. For example, a patient comes in and tells the doctor they have had a stomachache all week, and the doctor tells them they should be okay if they go home and rest. It turns out the patient has appendicitis, and on the way home, their appendix bursts, and they must be rushed to the hospital. They pay a huge medical bill and go through excruciating pain. Should the doctor be held responsible? I think so. If there was not the possibility of being sued, some doctors might not be as careful, because while most doctors try their hardest on every patient, there are some who do not. People like these are careful for fear of being sued. My last point is that some doctors might have just not been trained well enough. This is something that is very important and I think could be combated by spending more time and money in education. Doctors, in my opinion, should be sued rarely and when the mistake was clearly theirs.